We welcome the presence of the Lord, as the song says. Without the Spirit of the Lord this morning, we're really just filling time. And I'm not interested in us filling time or being here in service in form, but my prayer and desire is today that each one of us would open up our hearts and allow the Spirit of God to minister to us right where we are today. I was taught as a young minister, my mentor, taught us never to apologize for the Word of God. So I'm not going to apologize for the simplicity of the Scripture this morning, but I will say this, the burden the Lord put on my heart for the service today, it brings us back to the basics of what this is all about. If you will turn with me to the book of Luke, and we will begin reading a very familiar passage of Scripture, verse 27 of the fifth chapter of Luke. And I'd like us to get a little picture in our minds. He's speaking of Christ, and it said, after these things, he went forth and he saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, follow me. And he left all and rose up and followed him. We can just get a little picture in our minds this morning. Now, Levi was a publican. In other words, he was a tax collector. He was someone that was probably not well liked by most of the other Jews. They were seen as traitors because they were collecting taxes for the Roman government. So he would not have been at the top of your social invite list. And so Matthew was sitting there at his tax collecting table. And probably if you can just let your mind go out just a little bit, there was probably a dull roar in the distance as Christ walked down that dusty trail. And there were multitudes of people that followed Christ. And as they approached, the noise got louder, and all of a sudden Jesus stopped where he was, and the crowd stopped that was following him. And in all of the people that were around, Jesus looked over at Matthew and he said, follow me. He singled him out. And Matthew was prepared in his heart. I don't believe that Christ was a stranger to Matthew. And by that I mean that Matthew had probably heard about Christ. He might have been one that went and listened to his teaching, and the Spirit of the Lord had been dealing with his heart. And when he received a call from Jesus to follow me, it said he got up, he left all, and he rose, and he followed Jesus. This morning, there is a voice that is calling, there is a voice that is calling each and every one of us to follow Jesus. We live in a world that there are a lot of voices. Excuse me. There are many voices in this world. There are many ideologies. There are many philosophies. And there are many different avenues that you can follow and ways to live life. And there are a lot of different perspectives that are molding and shaping people's lives. I would ask us this morning, and you don't have to answer me, but what are you allowing to shape your life? Who are you listening to? Do you know that if you, if you put a rock under a dripping faucet, you know what's going to happen through time? It's going to get a hole in it, isn't it? We are going to be influenced by the things that we feed upon. And I want to challenge the young people especially, do not think that you can open up your minds and feed on the things of the world and not be affected by it. We are what we eat. In other words, the things that we partake of in the world is going to shape the way that we view things. It's going to shape our perspectives. I've seen many a young person that has grown up hearing the truth, lived in holy, godly homes, and they left home, or before they left home, they began feeding on the things of the world. And you could begin to see changes starting to take place. You could begin to watch their lives, and just talking to them, their perspectives began to be different. I do not want you to be living in a way just because I say it either this morning. You can go down the road to another fellowship or another church and hear something else taught. But this morning, I would that we hear the voice of the Lord. Jesus is calling us to follow Him. What are we following after? If we are not following Jesus with all of our heart this morning, I would that we listen and that we make effort to respond to the voice of the Spirit of God. Matthew left all and he followed Jesus. It's going to take us leaving something if we're going to follow Jesus. We live in a world where most Christian churches are teaching that you can profess Christ and you can like have one foot in with Christ and one foot in the world. What did Jesus say about that? He said, no man can serve two masters. This morning, I just want to be really clear. We cannot mix the world with living with Jesus Christ. Jesus taught us that we are in the world, but we're not of it. He prayed that His disciples would be kept from the evil of the world. If we are going to follow Jesus and make heaven our home, it is going to take us turning our back on the liberal mindset and philosophies and ideologies of the world and say, what I believe, I want it to be what Jesus taught. I want to live like Jesus lived. I want to stand where Jesus stood. And it would behoove us to examine our lives and say, why am I doing what I'm doing? It's not enough, I believe I mentioned maybe even last week. It only goes so far to say, well, my church teaches this, or my parents taught this. We need a personal experience with Jesus Christ for ourselves this morning. That the reason we live like we do is because Jesus taught it. Jesus set an example that we were to follow in His steps. Well, very practically this morning, and I'll ask you, and don't, again, this is for you to answer in your own spirit. Are you following Jesus? What is shaping your decisions this morning? We can come to service and we can fellowship and we should. That's right to do that. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of living between service times, isn't there? How are we conducting ourselves? What's shaping and molding our decisions? Why do we live like we live? Why do we go where we go? Why do we listen to what we listen to? Why do we look at what we look at? Why do we dress like we dress? What is motivating us to do what we do this morning? Is that a fair question? Because all of us are being motivated by something. Jesus came and He said, Matthew, He said, follow Me. I wonder this morning, I know there is. I know that Jesus is walking through here and He's saying, I want you to follow Me. And it's not just a generic, everybody follow Me. He has a specific call for each one of our lives. And I'm wondering if there's someone here this morning that will go home with a renewed purpose and determination that, Lord, I want to follow You. I know I've been getting a little bit lax, or I've been influenced by my friends that are pulling me towards the world. Who is willing this morning to listen to the Spirit of the Lord and respond and say, Lord, I am willing to forsake everything and I'm going to follow You. And every single day, in every decision, everything I do, I'm going to stop and ask myself, Lord, what do You want me to do? What are You pleased with in my life? Scripture says, and we won't take the time to read it, but you can find it in John in the 6th chapter. It said, from that time, many of them that had followed Jesus, it said they walked away. They didn't follow Him anymore. They weren't willing to forsake everything to follow Jesus. And you know the reason they walked away? Because it was too hard. That's what they thought. We don't want to go this way anymore. And Jesus turned to His other disciples and He said, are you too going to go away? And Peter, thank the Lord for Peter. He said, Lord, He said, to whom shall we go? He said, Thou hast the words of eternal life. Been asking, as the Lord began giving me this message, I was asking my question, Lord, why should people even care? Because see, the message the Lord gave me was follow in His steps. That's the title of the message this morning. Follow in His steps. But I thought, why, the young people, I'm preaching this to all of us, but why should we even care? I mean, maybe I don't want to follow Jesus. Why should we? I don't want to live that way. You don't have to live that way. The Lord's not forcing anybody to do it. But He's looking for people that will love Him and choose Him. And the reason is exactly what Peter said. Where are we going to go, Lord? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Jesus Christ is our bridge from this life to eternity. He is our bridge. He is the only person, the only one whereby we might be saved. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ. And if we deny the power of Christ and we choose to walk a different way, we will not make heaven. Is that sounds black and white, but it is black and white. If we will not follow Jesus in every area of our life, we will not make heaven. Because it's not left for us to get together by committee or by election or by vote and say, what are we going to teach? What is truth? Let's vote on it. What you think and what I think does not change God's word. It doesn't matter how many ministers get together and decide on something. It does not change the word of God. Which means this. You may say, well, I just don't see it that way. How you see it doesn't matter. Lord, give me the mind of Christ. Lord, help me to look in the Word of God, and I might not understand why Jesus taught me that, but Lord, I'm going to follow You, and when I don't understand, Lord, give me the grace to keep following in Your steps. Because if we will follow Jesus this morning, one day we will follow Him right into heaven. But do not be deceived this morning and think that you can pick and choose what aspects of Christ you're going to follow Him in. Well, I'll do this like the Bible teaches, but you know, I don't want to give this up. Have y'all been there before? Am I the only one that's had to make some of those decisions? It's like, I kind of like to hold on to this, but Lord, I'm following You. Kind of Lord looks and says, what are you holding on to? Well, Lord, I think I can start reconciling these. Wait a minute. What is motivating our decisions? Is it the world? Is it the flesh? Or are we making decisions to say, Lord, I am willing to do whatever it takes to draw closer to You? This morning, do you think there would be changes in lives of people right here if everyone were to say, I am willing today. I'm not just willing, but I'm going to be obedient to it. See, the willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. I am going to make whatever changes Jesus wants me to make this week. I'm going to make those changes. If I've had an attitude that's not like Christ, Lord, by Your grace, You fix me and give me the grace to change my attitude. If I've been involved in things that not real spiritual, and it's been drawing me away from the Lord, but I can reconcile it in my mind and say, I'm still saved and I can do that. Is the Lord pleased with it? Are we willing to give that to the Lord this morning? I want to tell you, we can lose our soul over lawful things because it's a condition of heart. Unless we say, Lord, with my whole heart, I'm forsaking the world. What we sing the song, I have left all the what? The world to follow who? Follow Jesus. This is not about following a man this morning. It's not about following a church. It's not about following some ideology. It is about following Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And I'm going to have to leave the world to do it. Matthew left everything with a purpose to follow Jesus. We are living in a very compromised world. Even for people that don't profess to be saved, there are many things in our society today that even worldly people, if you allow me to use that term, they acknowledge this is not right. And it's being accepted in our society today. Do not think that we will be unaffected if we start feeding on those things. You know, the media is inundated with sinful lifestyles and ideologies. If you feed on that, you will start making concessions and you will start by saying, yes, I know it's not right, but you know what? They're still a good person, or you know what? It's not as bad. And the enemy does that to begin to start tearing down the walls against unrighteousness. So if you're feeding on things and you look at things and listen to things that aren't pure and aren't sound, it will affect your mind. And you may say, well, it won't affect me. Yes, it will. It will. It doesn't happen overnight, but it is having an effect on people that profess to be following Jesus. And it is time this morning for God's people individually to take a stand against worldliness and say, Lord, I'm going to follow you. And as the world gets worse and worse, what's going to happen is the difference between God's people and the world is going to get greater. So if your purpose is to fit into the world this morning, you have the right to fit in. But do not deceive yourself in thinking that you can still follow Jesus. It's all or nothing this morning. It's all or nothing, and we all like compromises, right? We want to do a little bit of both. Recently, just even in the upcoming revival, we were talking about what time do we start. Some said 7, some said 7:30. And I was sitting there thinking, okay, well, let's try to compromise here. Maybe we can have it at 7:15. And I thought, no, people either like 7 or 7:30. But I was thinking maybe we could compromise. I don't believe the Lord really cares if it's 7 or 7:30. He's interested in His people getting together in worshiping. But the point is, people do that with spiritual things. Well, I know what the Bible teaches and I know what's right, but I kind of like this, so let's just kind of start blending them. And we wonder this morning, why are there so many different churches? Why are there so many different fellowships? Why are there so many different ministries? Folks, we need to get back down to what matters this morning. We need to get back down to what the Bible teaches. And Jesus said, follow me. Leave your nets, leave your receipt of custom and follow me. And if we're not willing to forsake all, folks, we can't be His disciple. Remember the young, and you may say, that sounds kind of hard. This is what Jesus said. The young rich ruler that came to Him, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, keep the commandments. And He listed some of the commandments. He said, those things have I done. He was a good man. He would have been a good trustee in the congregation. He would make a good neighbor. He would have been a good man to do business with. And yet Jesus looked on him and loved him. He wasn't willing to compromise to have a bigger crowd. And He said, there's one thing you lack. He said, go and sell all that thou hast and then come and follow me. I'm not willing to settle for halfway. This morning, young people, I tell you in love, Jesus Christ is not willing to settle for halfway. You can try to mix and match, and you can try to resolve that in your minds, but it does not work with the Scripture. If we're going to follow Jesus, we're going to have to say no to ourselves, no to some of the natural inclinations and likes and dislikes, and say, Lord, I am now willing in everything I do to say, Lord, what are you pleased with? And then make our decisions accordingly. We're not getting very far this morning. Remember when Paul came to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 2? And he said, I came not unto you with excellency of speech or of wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. He said, I determined to not know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you preaching, but He said, up front, I want you to know, I didn't come here with opinions and ideas and, well, I think this person this and that one. He said, I came and I'm going to preach Jesus to you. Is that still good enough for us this morning? Are we still willing to accept what Jesus taught? Or do we want to add our own little twist to it? Folks, it's our twists that are going to get us in trouble. Lord, help us to accept Jesus Christ. The enemy is working to pervert, the Scripture says, the simplicity that is found in Christ. Simply, it's this. And you can start now. But when you get up Monday morning and you're planning your day Would you ask yourself this, Lord, am I following, what, how can I best follow in your steps? You have decisions to make? Say, Lord, what are you pleased with? Do you know, normally I think the answer to that question is not a mystery. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's usually not a mystery. We can justify things. But you know, when we're honest with ourselves and with God, normally we know what the Lord's pleased with. Is there anybody here that's willing to make a vow before God and say, Lord, I'm going to follow in your steps? You remember the book written by Charles Sheldon, In His Steps? You remember that book? If y'all haven't read it, it's a good, challenging book. But he asked his congregation, professing people, he asked him, he said, who's willing to make a vow? He said, if you're willing, come meet me after service. To make a purpose that everything we do, I think it was for a month or something, it's been a while since I've read it, that everything we do, we're going to ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? Everything we do, in our business, what would Jesus do? At school, what would Jesus do? In our homes, husbands and wives, in your relationships, what would Jesus do? And there were a few that made that, and it started radically changing their lives because now they were being motivated by the purpose to follow Jesus Christ. So where'd that change our lives this morning? Is there anything in your life, if you ask yourself that question, would you change some attitudes? Would you lay some things down that you've been spending a lot of time on and it's been robbing your mental and spiritual energies? Would it change some of your behaviors? Would it change some of the things you've been listening to and looking at? Do you know when we make a decision to follow Jesus, it will bring about radical changes in our life? And I want to challenge us this morning over in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, in the 21st verse, he said, for even hereunto were ye called. Now this is why you were called. Because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should what? That ye should follow in his steps. This is why Christ called us. He said, he came to give us an example. I want you to live like I live. I want you to act like I act. My grandfather, and I know I've shared it at the congregation different places, but my grandfather told his boys when they were young, he said, boys, he said, if you see me do something, it's all right. But he said, if you don't see me do it, he said, you be real careful. Can we say that this morning? If you see me do it, it's good. Young people, can we follow your example? Can we follow your example? And can you tell your friends, if you see me do it, it's all right to do it because you're living in such a clear way before the Lord? You know, this morning, if we cannot say that in our lives, I believe the Lord would like to do some fine-tuning this morning. There may be some things that you've justified and come to a place that you've accepted some things. But when you start examining it before the Lord, you know you couldn't recommend it to someone else. What do you think the Lord would have us to do this morning? He left us an example that we should follow his steps. He did know, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. There was no deceitfulness. There was no dishonesty. You know, if we're going to follow Jesus, it's going to take 100% honesty and no guile, no deceitfulness. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. Do you know that would take care of a lot of home problems? It would take care of a lot of issues that people are having in their homes, husbands and wives not getting along. I know there can be differences and there can be things to work through, but it will sure change your behavior. When you are faced with a difference, brothers and sisters in the congregation, there are differences sometimes. There are different perspectives sometimes, strong perspectives. But when you approach those things and say, I want to have the Spirit of Christ here, We're not going to quarrel. We're not going to strive. We can discuss and we can consider and we'll have to come to some conclusions. But Lord, above everything else, I want to have the mind of Christ. Do you think there would be church problems? Do you think there would be marriages where there's fighting and quarreling? Folks, it doesn't belong in marriages where people are following the Lord. Yes, there's differences. Yes, there's misunderstandings. But quarreling and bickering and carnality, is this following in the footsteps of Christ? You see, this is just basic, isn't it? But this is where we live. We can have all of the grand theologies that we want, but if we are not simply having the mind and humility and sacrifice of Christ on a daily basis, what good does all the theology do? What good does having a building? What good does coming together for service do if we are not living practically to follow Jesus on a daily basis? Love as Christ loved. Sacrifice as He sacrificed. Let this mind be in you that was where? Also in Christ Jesus. He became a servant, didn't He? You know, our world is promoting this pride and arrogance of attitude and look, isn't it? Isn't this where we live? You know, you want to look rich, you want to be rich, you want to be the first, you want to be elevated, you want to, in by spirit and by looks, inward and outward. And when we stop and say, is this what Jesus taught? I have to say it's not. He taught us a life of humility, a life of simplicity, a life of holiness, and a life of godliness. And folks, the world does not mix with the things of God. The things of the flesh are contrary to the things of the Spirit. So Lord, help us to walk as You walked. Help us to follow in Your steps. You see, Jesus spoke of the Pharisees, and He said, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You see, they had an outward form, didn't they? They had the law. They have the rules, and we can have our doctrines, and we can have our lifestyle, but it's going to have to exceed that this morning. This is going to have to be something real and something personal that I have heard the call of Christ when He said, Michael, follow Me. And I said, Lord, I see my parents and other people I've known following You, but Lord, I respond to the call, and I'm going to follow You not because someone's twisting my arm, but because I love You. That's the motivation for following Christ this morning. It's love. And if you're struggling in your love, that's where to start, is to come back and say, Lord, it just seems like I don't have that affinity and that. Lord, give me desire. Lord, help my love to be fervent. We can talk about worldliness among people professing to be God's. It's a concern, isn't it? There is too much worldliness among people that are professing to be holy. It's not compatible, folks. But we can talk about the outward. And we can talk about, well, this needs to change. But I want to tell us this morning where things need to change. It's in the heart. If we will change our heart and have a love that, Lord, I love You more than everything else, and I'm willing to do what You want, all of these other concerns and issues will be minimized, because when the heart is right and pure and full of love, it will change how we live and how we act. And too many times we're trying to say, okay, well, we'll cut this and cut that, and we'll do this, and now I'm a saint in good standing. Everybody says, oh, Brother Michael's doing pretty good because I'm fitting in with the crowd. That's not going to get me into heaven. Yes, there are good things we do and don't do, but it needs to be motivated by that personal relationship of love for Jesus Christ. And then these other things follow. So except our righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, we will not enter into heaven. We are called this morning to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ, aren't we? So, if we have a little self-examination this morning, is that all right? Because I'm not asking you to talk publicly about your life. But how have you been representing Christ? Young people and children, how have you been doing? Have you been representing Christ that someone that doesn't know anything about the Lord could just go to school with you and be with you in your home? They see how you relate to your parents. They see the attitudes that you have. They see how you talk and they say, oh, that's what it means to be like Christ. What kind of picture are we painting? Husbands and wives. What kind of marriages, if someone were to come and watch and say, oh, that's what a Christian home is like? Would there need to be some adjustments? Or are we representing Christ in our homes? Our businesses, above board, honest, full of integrity. Are we showing the world what it means to follow Jesus? Or are we have our own little brand, our own little twist? Or are we living in simplicity, following in the steps of Jesus Christ? You know, we say, how do we do this? Remember Peter and the disciples had been preaching, and there were those that looked on them, and it said they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. But it said they took knowledge of them that they had done what? Do you remember? They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. This morning, it is not about your education. It is not about what job you have. It is not about your spiritual pedigree. Did you all get that? Well, my great-grandfather, does that really affect my life this morning? Does that really change my attitude when I say, well, my great-grandfather, no, it's not about pedigree. It's not about titles behind our name. And I'm going to go a step further. It's not because we are here this morning in this service and who and what we are. It said they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. We say, how do I follow Jesus? Spend time with Him. The more time you spend with Christ and you open up your heart to His Word and to His Spirit, you know, that's going to fill that, and it will start shaping you, and it will start molding you, and it will start influencing you. And this will take precedence over all of the other influences in our world today. I would this morning that the world could look on us and say, you know what? You all have been with Jesus, haven't you? Other people are all striving and carnal, whether it's over religion or politics. What did Jesus say? Be humble. Be gentle. Have the love of God. Shouldn't that be among God's people? Lord, give me the mind of Christ. Help me to spend time with Jesus. And in closing this morning, over in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, Paul was speaking and he said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That high calling of God, that high calling right there, was reaching forth to get to heaven. That's what I'm pressing for. That's what I'm working for. Do you know if we will answer the call to follow Jesus Christ this morning, one day, by the grace and power of God, we are going to make heaven our home. This morning, I don't know how you have heard the message. Been in places people hear messages differently. You know that goes through different filters. But I would this morning that each one of us would allow the imperfection of my words go through the filter of the Holy Spirit in your life. Know that we have been called. And Jesus saying, is there someone here that will follow me? Will you follow me this week? Every decision you make, would you be willing to say, I'm going to really ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do? When I start seeing an attitude or a spirit that's, I want to stop and say, Lord, is this the mind and the spirit you want me to have? Jesus has not called us to do anything except He will give us the grace to do it. So when you know what the Lord would have us to do, I want you to be encouraged with this. He also has the grace and the power for us to daily walk in His steps. Thank you for your time and attention this morning. Amen.